As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
That's buds in a biz.
What is up, Katie? Don't forget, folks, mark it on your calendar, June 4th, Smith Indoor Garden's Customer Appreciation Day. This is an awesome event. Vendors, amazing deals, a great way to get started or grow your grow, whatever you got going on. Smith Indoor Garden, Customer Appreciation Day coming up on June 4th. Go see them, man. Well, as if flying isn't scary enough. You got any flights coming up here, Hunter? Maybe this will keep you from getting on that plane.
Oh, thanks for scaring us here. What you got?
A Virgin Atlantic flight from London to New York had to make a U-turn just 40 minutes into the flight and return to London because one of the pilots was unqualified to fly.
Ah! How did you turned around? Like,
how did you get into the plane? Like,
all
how
right,
did they
all right,
even?
So at this point, what's the safest way? What's the fastest way?
Yeah.
Is there an airport right here? Let's land right here.
Now, it doesn't take long to get over water when you're going that way. Anyway, the pilots apparently realized during the flight that the co-pilot had not completed the Virgin Atlantic training protocols, and the captain was not a designated trainee and therefore or trainer, and therefore should have been flying with a co-pilot or should not have been flying with a co-pilot. Excuse me. So, a trainee wasn't qualified. The pilot who was qualified wasn't qualified to be a trainer, so he couldn't be training this co-pilot at the same time.
You know what's amazing? Okay, here's what's amazing about this story. Or when I think about, okay, what I got to go through to get through security, the amount of money these people have, just the protocols, blah, blah, blah. When I get on that plane, I just automatically trust that there's no effing way that anybody could slip through the cracks of being a fake pilot. Like, there's no way, right?
The airline called it a quote-unquote rostering error and instructed the plane to fly back to London. Once on the ground, the co-pilot swapped out for a fully trained and licensed pilot, and the flight took off again. It landed in New York 2 hours and 40 minutes late.
Jeez, dude.
You are right, though, Hunter, because you think about the rigmarole they put us
through. So much protocol.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we have to have our, and this is an international flight, so you got to have your passport. You got to check your bags. They can only be a certain weight. You can't have anything more than 3 ounces.
I mean, dude, you're getting winded. Yeah. Where'd you come from? Where were you born? Yeah. What's your social security number? Have you murdered anybody?
Yeah. Weapons, all this stuff, but yet you got pilots just coming and going as they please.
Bob over here slipped through the cracks and is flying the plane.
No, guys, it was fine. I was just at the bar. I'm good to go. I heard that you guys needed a pilot. We're coming down. No. Dude, the airlines are just a mess
It's bananas right now. Dude, everything with the airlines is bananas, Brock. So real quick, I'm going to add to the story. Did you hear about the guy coming back from San Diego or the one to Chicago?
No.
They landed in Chicago. The guy sitting next to the exit, you know, in the plane. Get me out of here! Opens the exit door, jumps out.
Just jumps out?
Jumps out. He survived. They cuffed him. They found him. But the dude was like, I don't know if he freaked out. But, I mean, dude, airlines right now are just bananas.
Yeah. I think if it's in the States I'm driving and if overseas, I think I'll just hop a boat.
I'm just staying right here. At $5 a gallon. And people jumping out of planes and not real pilots flying them. I'm good.
I think right now, a trip aboard the Titanic 2 sounds a little bit more promising than getting on any kind of airplane. My God.
Even the boat, if there's a fake captain on the boat, I'm like, all right, just let it float around for a while, right? If you're in a plane, it's a different story.
Looking over at the co-pilot, so you're good, right? Yeah, we'll figure it out. These things fly themselves, basically. We'll be fine. Oh, the microphone is still on.
He still has his wristband on from last night, a big pink wristband.
He's reading the manual as they're going. Come on, get it together, airlines.
Maybe that's why the guy jumped out of the exit,
Is that pilot reading the manual? How to fly for dummies? Hey, get me off this plane right now.
Good. God, man.
All right. Well, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.